have got a couple of great guests in with us today, Scott.
Coach Ken Harrison of the Cherry County Cross Country Program and one of his top runners, one of the top runner, Austin Cavanaugh, in with us as well. Coach, you have experienced firsthand what you have to do in terms of trying to run an event under COVID-19 guidelines. You hosted the first Mike Wright Invitational over the weekend, or Mike Wright Classic, and you did it at West Cadiz Park. First time you've had a cross-country meet there. But there's a lot of differences. You know, what are some of the things that you guys had to do in order to pull that off?
Scott, we had to, first of all, me and Coach Riggs, we had to kind of put our heads together and condense a large running area into a small confined area. And I think we were able to do that with little confusion. And I just think that the no spectators, we tried to follow all the guidelines and keep things small and reduced as we could. And I think that helped really pull things off in a good way.
Of course, cross country, you start, you run 3.1 miles or whatever you set the distance at, and then you finish. So people are like, well, if they're running, you know, they are social distancing a bit, but what do people not understand about why the guidelines are so important for a cross country race?
I think it's because we use what's called a mass start, where you may typically have, gosh, as many as 400 runners on a standing on a starting line for maybe up to 10 minutes, 15 minutes waiting to start their race. And in this case, we sent things off in waves of 35, 40 runners to keep that down to a minimum.
As someone who's had to time a cross-country race by hand before, thank goodness I don't have to do that now. How were the times able to be kept and accurate with you sending them off in waves?
They just, the timing system was able to subtract the time from the second wave, from the first wave, and the third wave from the first wave to bring things back to accurate. And then we did not have a finish line chute that sometimes congests runners at the end of the race. When they cross the line, we just kept them moving and got them back to their teams and kept things kind of well opened up and spread apart.
How many runners you got out on both your boys and girls program this year?
We're sitting at about 20, which is down some, probably due to COVID, but still a good workable number, and it's going really good.
One of those runners that is in that group, Austin Cavanaugh, as a freshman, finished in the top 10 at the state cross country meet last year. First time, I'm gonna age myself, first time since I was in high school that happened. It wasn't me that done it. In fact, I think the person who did do it, we're going to talk to in a couple hours, that being Eric Ezel. But you had a fantastic season. I talked to you a little bit when you were starting your conditioning, and you admitted that COVID had kind of affected your training schedule, so to speak. So first time I've seen you since then, you feel like you're back where you need to be?
Yeah, I feel like I'm back to like where I was last year, and I'm just trying to get faster.
Now, you have to go to the starting line with a mask on, and then when you feel comfortable after you run 3.1 miles, you put that mask back on. How's that working out for you?
Honestly, it's all right, because we take it off like as soon as we take off, and I just hold it throughout the whole entire race, and it doesn't really affect me very much.
Given the option of doing that or not having a season, though.
Yeah, I'd much rather have a season.
Well, without a doubt. The schedule is a little more condensed this year. Everybody's trying to get those big meets in on the weekend. We're not seeing the weekday meets like we have in the past, because they're trying to limit things, so to speak. So from a coaching and planning standpoint for your season, does that change kind of how you do your practices or workouts, or is it still predicated on when they have region and state?
Well, the scheduling really got threw off when they, you know, they kind of pushed our season back a few weeks. It actually took out the two original dates that we had set and put us even 2 weeks behind that. So that's why we had to relocate our meet from the complex to the city park, which wasn't a problem. And like Austin said, I think we as coaches and them as athletes are just super excited to be having a season. So I think so far everything's going as planned, and I think we're feeling like we're back on schedule, ready to hopefully to take it right on into regionals and state.
Trigg County competes in Class 2A. They won their state championships in Class 1A. They bumped up to 2A, went back to 1A. They kind of bobbled for a few years, but they're firmly in Class 2A now. So, Austin, what goals do you have set for yourself this year? Have you even sat down and mapped those out yet, or are you kind of one of those guys who takes it as it comes?
Honestly, I'm just gonna try to run and keep up with the same people. And maybe try to even beat them. But I'm trying to get top 10 at least again.
There you go. And I don't – you have to go back a little farther back to find out the last time Trigg had back-to-back top 10 finishes. I think Fox Love's name may come to mind. Either him or Linus Wright, one of the two. I have to look that up. But there we go. I have to mark that down. Trivia question for Scott. I know the support that you have gotten with the cross-country program, parents and such, has helped through this tough time.
It has, Scott. I was thinking on the way over, I wasn't thinking so much about maybe what questions might be put at me, but I was just thinking about how lucky we are to be here in Trigg County with the support of our – it starts with maybe the athletes herself, and then their parents, the school system, the city and county officials, I mean, and the businesses. I mean, everyone seems to be the most understanding and giving people I've ever been around. And I've been associated with three or four counties a lot during my lifetime. And Trigg County, I mean, just nobody touches Trigg County.
I would have to definitely agree with that. And, of course, you also coach the track team, and you also part as an assistant athletic director. So today's fundraiser is not just about cross country with you.
Right. Our track program, track does require more funding, I think, than cross country with a lot of the equipment, a lot of different things, a lot of different shoe types, even uniform types. It's a more specialized sport that requires more. And I think we didn't get to have our track season. That was heartbreaking. That's probably the most heartbreaking thing I've ever experienced as a coach. Is we had a great track team really lined up for a lot of success, and then kind of got pulled on that at the last second. And so I think that even makes me and a lot of these distance runners more excited about the chance to get to have this cross-country season.
Trigg County Cross Country Coach Ken Harrison and Austin Cavanaugh, thank you for joining us today, and best of luck to you guys. You still have one more home meet, that being the Fenton-Dawson Invitational, coming up a little bit later on.
We do have the Fenton-Dawson coming up. That's a long time running meet here for Trigg County Schools. When I came here, I was super excited to get to carry on that tradition. We were planning to have a 5K tied with the Ham Festival, but due to COVID, that 5K has been kind of canceled. But assistant coach Christy Riggs has stepped up and has took that into a virtual 5K. So nice. We're pushing that, and hope everyone, you know, can come out and support that.